Okay, good evening, everybody. Geren Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning. Tonight's shiur is generously sponsored by Jocelyn Stern and family. And I asked what the Zichir Neshama or the sponsorship was for. Jocelyn wrote, "My mother, Chaya Zlata, Bas Shaul, and Idol, 12th Yurtzeit, is on 19th ER, was a child of the Depression. Her father was often out of work, and her mother sewed piecework at home, and she knew the value of money. Her parents could not afford to send her to a yeshiva because they had to send her two brothers. So she went to Talmud Torah. She was an avid reader. She wrote for her high school newspaper. She valued education, and she took pride in yeshiva education that she and my father were able to give us. When she visited Israel, she was a regular at Shirim. My mother was very involved in Amit and Emuna in America and later in Israel. She and my father lived the dream of making Aliyah in 1986. So may the neshama of Chaya Zlata, Bas Shaul, and Ida merit an Aliyah neshama and the zchus of the Torah that we will share this evening on the occasion of her 12th Yurtzeit, which is on the 19th of Iyar. So I just want to, I don't know what to comment. There was a terrible tragedy in Meron. The news is just coming out. There's Vayidom Aaron, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. We clearly do not understand the Cheshbonos of the Ribono Shel Olam. We don't even know yet the scope of the disaster. There are still people missing. I saw 22 Niftarim already. So Hashem Shara Taka have Rachmanis Anas. And we can only say Baruch Dayan HaEmes. We don't understand. So we should only share Simchas. So we're still in the same Mishnah. Yes, we're still in the same Mishnah. And I see my mother-in-law is joining us. So Brishus, my mother-in-law, who is taking the time to join our shiur this morning, welcome. So we're still in the same Mishnah, and we're in Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tesvav, and the Mishnah tells us, I will begin here, and new insights, not what we learned. Okay, which just shows you the depth of Torah and how much there is to learn. Shammai Omer, Shammai says, last week we spoke about Rabbi Kiva. If you recall, the Zugos, related to Rabbi Mekabos, called them Beseir Panim Yafos, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, who were Zugos. And sometimes when you're so close to someone, familiarity breeds contempt. We had a very interesting Chiddush last week. Okay. Shammai Omer, Shammai says, Aseso Ras Chakeva, make your Torah learning permanent. Remember the framework. Let us to fit into the framework of your life. And Mar Ma'a, speak little, Va'ase Harbe, and do a lot. Vehevi Mekabla, as Kol Ha'adam, Beseir Panim Yafos. And you should greet every person with a pleasant countenance. So I am actually going to begin by quoting from Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky. It's called Visions of the Fathers, his commentary to Pirkei Avos. And he offers a beautiful interpretation of what does it mean, Vehevi Mekabla, as Kol Ha'adam B'Sever Panim Yafos. You should greet every person with a pleasant countenance or a pleasant face. And he has a unique chiddush here. The literal translation of these words is greet everyone with an attitude of a pleasant countenance. Heve Mekabla as Kol Ha'adam B'Sever Panim Yafos. The words of the Mishnah are carefully measured. And what it really means is greet everyone with an attitude of a pleasant countenance. Would it not have been enough to say, greet everyone with a pleasant attitude or a pleasant face? Why add the word sever, samech beis reish, which means attitude? Hevei mekabas kol adam, not bepanim yafos, besever, with an attitude of a pleasant countenance. So he quotes the Rabbi of Varka. The Rabbi of Varka explained, sometimes you may not be pleased at meeting someone. In fact, the encounter may be irritating to you. Nevertheless, try to show an attitude of pleasantness. It is a mitzvah to make people feel good. Sometimes you might have had a difficult day. You might be tired. You might be rushed. You might be hungry. You might have an appointment. You meet someone in the supermarket who's so happy to see you. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, I should have come in with the COVID mask. I don't have time. I don't feel well. I'm exhausted. The baby was out last night. Not in my case, but maybe in someone else's. I have to get to an appointment. I have to make supper. Now you want to stand and talk to me? Hevi, it's a brilliant shot. Says Rabbi Avarka, Hevi mekabas kladam besever panim yafos means greet everyone with an attitude of a pleasant countenance. Even if you're not pleased at meeting someone. In fact, the encounter may even be irritating to you. Nevertheless, try to show an attitude of pleasantness. It is a mitzvah to make people feel good. And it's very interesting that I don't know much teachings from the Rabbi of Arka, but Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky quotes him, and Hani Machlis would teach a teaching of the Rabbi of Varka that relates to this same idea, which is our interactions between Adam and Chavira. So I'm quoting from the Hani Machlis biography, and she actually quotes an insight from the Rabbi of Varka, and it's very similar to what Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky quotes, and it's totally related to Matan Torah. We're only a few short weeks away from standing at Mamad Har Sinai once again. So we know that the prerequisite for Torah, Sefer Shemos, Perek Yates, Pasuk Gimel, it tells us, Vayisu Mirafidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Negad Har, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, and that, Vayichan, oh sorry, Vayisu, Vayavo, Vayachanu, they came, they traveled, they went, and then when it comes to Matan Torah, Tahar Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Negadar. So I think it's one of the most famous Rashi's on Chumash, and Israel camped there opposite the mountain, Lashon Yachid. Why did the Pasuk switch from Lashon Rabim? They traveled, they came, they camped, all of a sudden to Lashon Yachid, individual. He, Vayichan, and he, Israel, camped as one. There were so many, there were millions of Jews there. What do you mean, one person camped? No. So Rashi, of course, says, how did they camp? Ki ish achad b'lev echad, like one man with one heart. We had achdus, and that was a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah. When we are united, when we have achdus, then we are worthy vessels for receiving the Torah. So from Hani's Torah teachings, in the book, the sections in gray are her Torah teachings verbatim. And they were transcribed. Hani's Torah teachings. When Am Yisrael got to Har Sinai, it says, Vayichan. And it, he, as a one, camp by the mountain. And we all know Rashi. Rashi says, Vayichan, camped, is in the singular, meaning they were so united, they were like one person, which was a prerequisite for receiving the Torah. So that's a very well-known var. But the Varka Rabbe, and he quotes, says a different var. He says, Vayichan comes from the word chen. Vav is and, yud is he, ches nun is chen. It means charm or beauty. What's Vayichan? The Varka Rebbe says every person has to strive to see the chen, the charm, the beauty, the grace, the pleasantness in their fellow man. Such an appreciation will unify Klal Yisrael. So the two insights actually go together. Vayichan, when you see the chen in your fellow Jew, the beauty, the grace, the charm, the pleasantness, then, Vayichan, you will be able to have achdus. Only if you see the beauty in every other Jew, you'll be able to have achdus. If we don't see the good in others, if we don't see the chen in others, then there is no achdus. It's impossible. Says Hani, see the beauty in your fellow man. See his talents. See his goodness. Rabbi Nachman said, you have to see the nekuda tova, the point of goodness of your fellow man, and radiate that out. You should say, wow, that person is kind, that person is sensitive, that person is considerate, that person is funny, cool, good to be with. I'm quoting from Henny. You have to be Vayichan. The tafkid of receiving Torah requires that every Jew camps in the singular, sees the good in somebody else. And that's a word of the Varka Rebbe on Matan Torah, which exactly relates to the word of the Varka Rebbe that Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky brings down this mission in Pirkei Avos. The Varka Rebbe, these two pshatim go together. If you don't feel like you're in the mood to see someone else, you didn't have the best day, you're tired, you don't like that person, whatever it is, you don't have time for the conversation, you don't have the head, you don't have the emotions, they're so happy to see you. Vayichan, when you see the chen in somebody else, you will always be able to be mekabel as kol adam b'sever panim yafos with an attitude of a pleasant countenance. You'll be able to put on a positive attitude even if internally you don't necessarily feel a pleasant attitude. And that's what it means. And we all have times when we need to put on a smile even if you don't feel like smiling. That's what the Mishnah means. Havi mekabel as kol adam b'sever panim yafos. Nevertheless, try to show an attitude of pleasantness. It is a mitzvah to make other people feel good. And that's the extra word, savor. Rabbi Dr. Twersky continues, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter met a person on the way to shofar kol nidrei prayers on Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yisrael greeted him, but the man was so absorbed with the awesomeness of the Day of Judgment, he didn't return the greeting. Rabbi Yisrael remarked to one of his disciples, why must I suffer from his preoccupation with the Day of Judgment? In other words, savor panam yafos, that you should always strive to greet everyone with a pleasant countenance, even if internally it's hard for you. Okay, so like my brother said to me, just because something's hard for me, Micha, doesn't mean I shouldn't work on it. The story is told, I know the story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter a little bit differently. He met a Jew in Elul, and he said, Shalom Aleichem, and the Jew was smitten upon him, and he wasn't responding, and he was all frowning. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, what's wrong? So the Jew said, it's Elul, I'm doing teshuva. So of Israel. So Andrew said, because you're doing teshuva, do I have to suffer? Your face is public property. And I'm sure we all know what it means to have a hard day. And I'm sure we all know what it means to have a tiring day. And maybe you love that person, but you're just really not in the mood to talk to them right now. If it never happened to you, I'll be honest, it's happened to me. I'm just not in the mood. It doesn't matter, says Shammai. Hevi makabas called them besaver panim yafos. No matter how you feel internally, when again, you don't have to chas v'shalom dislike that person. Just right at this time, I may not feel willing to, or able or wanting to see them, but they're there, and Hashem put them in front of you. So what must we do? Overcome our inclination. Ezu gibra kovishes yetzur. We'll read that this week in Perek Avos, Perek Dalet, and put on a smile, even if you don't feel like smiling. At any time, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, regardless of one's mood, the Mishnah counsels that a person should be able to present an attitude of pleasantness to everyone. If there's anyone who understood people's moods, it was Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky. And he is saying that at any time, regardless of your mood, you must be able to present an attitude of pleasantness to everyone. And this reminded me of the Gemara Maseches Ksubos, 111b, Kofi Yad Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, could you see my screen? Yeah, thank you. Okay. Da Amar Rav Yochanan, Tov Hamalbim Shinayim Lechaveiro, Yosir Mimashkehu Chalav. Famous Gemara. The one who shows the whites of his teeth to his friend is better than the one who gives his friend a drink. Excuse me. So you pass by a pauper in the street, and you have a choice. You could either smile or give them a glass of milk. So the Gemara says, you know, it's better you should smile at them. Someone else will give them a glass of milk, but not everybody will smile. Not everybody will put on that saver panim yafos. And the Gemara says, it is better to show the whites of your teeth, tov hamalbim shinayim lechaveru, yosher mimashkehu chalav. It's better to show the whites of your teeth, which, how do you show the whites of your teeth? Not by barring your teeth, by smiling at someone. Better to smile at someone, better than giving him a drink, shenemer. What's the proof? It's a pasuk actually from Sefer Bereishis, Perek Mem Tes, Birkas Yaakov. Shenemer, the pasuk says, ulaven shinayim mechaveru. His teeth are whiter than milk. This is Yaakov Avinu's bracha to Yehuda. He's talking about the territory of Yehuda. His teeth are whiter than milk. The Gemara says, Al tukri leven shinayim. Don't read it whiter than milk. Ela libun shinayim. The whitening of the teeth. So the Gemara says, what you should do is whiten your teeth for your friend. Whitening your teeth for your friend is showing somebody a smear. And the truth is, sometimes it's easier to give somebody a glass of milk than to give them a smear. On those days that are difficult for us, this is a very big charge by Shammai. Hevi Mekabos called them Beseva Panim Yafos. Rabbi Tursk, Dr. Tursk says, you're right. Maybe sometimes you're not going to be in the mood. Nevertheless, Shammai says, you should always put on the smile, act with a pleasant attitude. So now you might say, am I being a faker? Is that faking? Should we all walk around smut and punim every time we have a hard day? What would the world look like? There are accounts of our Torah personalities, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, who were able to present an attitude of cheerfulness even when they were gravely ill. Those who visited Rav Yechiel Gordon, the dean of the Lumsey Yeshiva, during the last months of his life, when he was suffering from advanced cancer, related he would tell stories and try to bring cheer to his visitors. He knew they were saddened to witness his deteriorated state, and he would present an attitude of cheerfulness even when he was suffering. And it reminded me, as I was preparing the shiur, I couldn't remember first when I read it, and then Hashem helped me remember where I read it. In Mishpacha, a couple of weeks ago, actually the beginning of April, Mishpacha dated April 7, 2021. I don't know if anybody saw, there was an interview with Dr. Jonathan Donath. Dr. Jonathan Donath is the founder and director of Westchester Spinal Decompression Center in White Plains, New York, but he's a co-founder of Daily Giving. Some of you may have heard of Daily Giving. It's a well-known tzedakah fund where people donate either $1 a day, $2 a day, $5 a day. So if you donate $1 a day, it's not so much money. But if thousands of people donate $1 a day, and they support wonderful organizations on the VAD of their rabbinic board, as Rabbi Pesach Kron of Herschel Schechter Shlita. So anyway, he founded Daily Giving. Okay, he's a chiropractor. I'm bringing this to you because Rabbi Dr. Tversky said, I went to look up the interview, I went to find it, I have it here in my notes, and I'm going to read it to you. Because Rabbi Dr. Tversky said that the level of gedolim is that even when they don't feel up to it, they're still able to put on a pleasant countenance for those who appear before them. And it's something that we have to strive to in Tikkun HaMidos. The Rabbanu Shalom understands if you had a bad day. if you had a hard day, bad, hard, whatever you want to call it. Maybe people here never had those days and you're thinking that Micha Arts is a terrible person because she's telling you that sometimes things are difficult for her. Or maybe you could relate to me. I don't know. I need to ask my son a question. 1 second. I put on mute. Oh, but the recording is still on. Could I tell the story of the toy? It's the toy.
What about it?
Do you care?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sorry. I needed to get permission for something from my son. That relates to the Shiur. Stay tuned. Okay. So it's a level that we have to strive to be on. That's the level we have to strive to be on. Hashem knows you're having a hard day. He gave you that hard situation. But when it comes to greeting other people, your face is public property. And you have to act with an attitude of a pleasant countenance, even in the times you don't necessarily feel like it, because like the Gemara says, it's better to show the whites of your teeth. It's easy to give a glass of milk here and you walk on, to smile, to give a few minutes of your time, to say hello. That's godless. The following story, so Rabbi Jonathan Doneth told this over in an interview to Mishpacha, and it's exactly what Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky is speaking about in regard to this Mishnah. The following story relates to an incident that happened on a family trip to Israel. There's a certain world-famous rabbi, he did not name him, to whom people travel from all over the world for brachos and yeshuos. And I never felt the need for such a visit, but the last time we were there, my good friend convinced my wife and me to go, telling us the bracha is a wonderful thing, everyone could use more chizuk. So we went. As we had heard, the rav was, quote, I'm not making up one word of this, it relates exactly to what Rabbi Dr. Tversky teaches. The rav was indeed full of happiness and radiated joy. He knew things about us that were completely unexpected. As we were leaving his apartment, this rabbi who greeted them full of happiness and radiating joy tapped me on the shoulder, pointed to his back, and he said, Yesh li ko'ev begav. I have pain in my back. He knew that he was a chiropractor. I offered to take a look. He led me to his bedroom, and I examined him. One of the questions I ask my patients is, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the least pain you ever experienced and 10 being the most pain you ever experienced, how would you rate your pain? He replied, 10, 10 being the worst. I said, how long has it been this bad? He said, for over a month. I was in shock. The rabbi who had just entertained us and smiled ear to ear while giving us complete strangers time, asking about our lives, and giving us chizuch and brachos, was in excruciating agony the whole time. I treated the Rav, he thanked me, and we left. That night, his wife called me and asked if I could come back the next day. I went back, I treated him several more times. He took my hand in his, he looked into my eyes, and he said, yesterday I was in so much pain. I went to the kosel, I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please send me a good doctor, and then you knocked on my door. The whole experience reminded me, I'm a vessel, I'm a messenger. And he ends by saying, the Rav still calls me every Rosh Chodesh and Erev Yom Tov to shower me with brachos. But why did I bring this to you? Because when I was preparing the shir, and I read that Rabbi Dr. Tversky said, there are stories of gedolim who can present a pleasant countenance even when they're gravely ill, who can have an attitude of cheerfulness. That's exactly what that story is about. This Dr. Jonathan Doneth, that's exactly what he's speaking about. And a person, now, I don't know, I'm nowhere near the level, but we should strive to greet people with an attitude of a pleasant countenance, no matter the situation. Remember, we're counting up to Matan Torah. We spoke about Midos As, we combine Adam and Chaver. If we want to reach the state of Vayichan when we're all in Achdus, then we have to see Vayichan, the goodness, the chain in our fellow man, and put our feelings aside. We have to be able to put our own feelings aside to treat others with the dignity that they deserve. So let's go back to my question. Are we being fakers? The next sentence of Rabbi Dr. Tversky is, external behavior can, and he italicizes can, external behavior can influence one's internal feelings. Acting as if you are happy may actually mitigate one's dejection. When I read this, I went straight to the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, some of you might be familiar with Mitzvah Tazayin. The Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah 16. Let's look at it together. I prepared it on my handout. Here we go. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah 16. In Parshas Bo. Yes, it's okay. In Parshas Bo, we have a mitzvah Well, we have many mitzvahs regarding the Korban Pesach. Actually, it's in this week's parsha as well. Parsha's Emor Perach of Gimel. We are told about the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, Ben Harabayim. One of the mitzvos of the Korban Pesach is that you can't break a bone. And I want to break a bone in the Korban Pesach. Strange mitzvah. Why can't I break a bone in the Korban Pesach? Let's look at the Sefer Chinuch. It's much longer. I just brought you two paragraphs here. Okay, it's longer than this piece. I didn't want to learn through the whole thing with you for lack of time. And this is beyond the scope of tonight's year. But I want you to see what the Chinuch says. It's exactly what Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky writes in keeping with this Mishnah. Da, some of you might be familiar with this. Could you see my screen? Yes? Okay. Da, I see my father now. Hi, Abba. Da, ki ha'adam nif'al kifi pu'lotav. You must know that a man is pulled after his actions. V'libo v'chol mechshavosav tamid achar ma'asav. Your heart and all of your thoughts will always go after your actions. So if you don't feel like smiling, but you smile, you know what's going to happen? In the interim, you're going to be smiling inside also. If you don't feel like talking, but you stop to talk with an attitude of a pleasant countenance, it will seep inside of you. Da ki ha'adam nifal kafi pulosav. And Rabbi Tversky says, external behavior, he doesn't reference the chinuch, but it's exactly what the chinuch is teaching. External behavior can influence one's internal feelings. Acting as if one were happy may actually mitigate one's dejection. You have to know a person is pulled after, goes after, behaves like his external action. V'libo, his heart. V'chol mechshavosav. And all his thoughts. Tamid achar ma'asav. Always go after his actions. Shehu oseik bahem imto v'imra. If you act externally good, you will be good. If you act externally bad, you will be bad. V'afilu rasha gamer belibo. Even if you feel like a complete rasha in your heart. I can't believe I met this lady in the supermarket. I have no interest in speaking to her. I had a terrible day. The baby was up last night. My husband, Chas V'Shalom, was laid off. The dentist told me I need a root canal. I am exhausted. I don't have supper on the table. I can't believe I just met her. I have to talk to her. So Shama, yeah, talk. I have to talk to her. Because you're doing teshuva, says Rav Yisrael Salanter. Do I have to suffer? Your face is public property. The afilu rasha gamer belibo, even if he is a complete rasha in his heart, the chal yeter machshavosav libo rak kol yam, paraphrase from Sefer Bereishis, and all the inclinations and the thoughts of your heart are bad. You're walking around the supermarket with a smut upon him. I'm not saying you're a rasha, you had a bad day, God understands, but I'm using it as an illustration and a somewhat of an exaggeration, and you just aren't in the mood. Im ye'era rucho, if you arouse your spirit, the Yasim Hishtad Luso. All God wants from you is Hishtadlus. Put in your effort. Just try it and smile. The Asku Bahasmada Bitoro Vimitzvos. Even if you feel like a Rasha, if you immerse yourself with Hasmada, with Tmidios, with consistency in Torah and Mitzvos, Rafidu Shalol Hashem Shemayim. Even if it's not Hashem Shemayim, what are people going to say about Michal Haaretz if she ignores people and Gormai Glah? Could you imagine what they're going to say? So I'm going to say hello. Even though I had a bad day, I'm going to say hello. What happened to my reputation? Even if it's not L'shem Shamayim, but you stop and you smile and you talk and you put on the Sefer Panim Yafos, Miyad Yenata El Hatov. Immediately, your inner personality will be turned to the good. Umitoch Shalo Lishma Balishma. Don't worry, says the Chinuch. How you act externally will affect your internal, and even if you don't feel like your internal matches, the way you act on the outside is what you will become on the inside. Ubekoach masav yamis hayetzer hara. With the power of your actions, you will put to death the yetzer hara. Ki acharei hapu'ulos nimshachim halavavos. Because after the actions, your heart is pulled. You might be wondering what this has to do with don't break a bone in the Korban Pesach. I told you we're not doing the whole chinuch. It's longer. It's kedai to learn the whole thing. It's a very, very beautiful piece. He says, who breaks bones when they eat animals? Dogs. Dogs in the shuk. Hashem took us out of Egypt to be a mamlechas kohanim and goy kadosh, an am segula. We have to be a people of kedusha and dignity. We have to have table manners. Rav Freifeld used to tell the Talmidim of Yeshiva Shar Yashav that you have to dress properly for the day, you have to have table manners on the day, you have to be a mensch. You shouldn't break a bone, because if you break a bone, then your external actions of eating like a caliph in the shuk will influence your internal actions. Eat like a mensch. Don't break the bone. Know how to act. Because those external will influence the internal. The afilu im yia adam tzadik gamur. The levavo yashar v'tamim. Look at the chinuch says, don't be so confident and think I am impervious to bad influence. Even if he is a complete tzaddik and his heart is straight and pure, chafetz b'torah mitzvos, he is a desire for Torah mitzvos. Im ya'asok tamid b'dvarim shadofi, if he is involved in matters of shtusim, of nothingness, of worthlessness, of danger, ki'ilu tomar derech mashal, I will give you a mashal, says the chinuch. Mashal of derech mashal, ha'melech yichrichu menor b'emun ara, the king appointed one of his artisans to a bad profession. Ba'emes im kol isko tamid kol yam ba'osu amnus, the truth is that if the king puts someone to work the whole day in this bad profession, yashuv lizman minizman imitzid kaslibo lios rasha gomer. It could be a pure tzaddik, but if the king gives you a job, it's a masha. The king of the land, we're not talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, gives you a job, you're king. And he tells you to work at the entrance to the brothel, and you have to work there every single day. Ba'emes, im kol asko tamid kol yam ba'oso umnus, if your whole profession, all day you're busy with that craft, yashuv lizman minazman imitzid kuslibo lios rasha gomer. You could only be a tzaddik so long if you're standing outside the brothel, letting the people in and out the whole day. You're going to be influenced by the environment in which you're in. The external will influence the internal. Remember Rabbi Dr. Twersky's quote that was the impetus, the springboard for going to the chinuch. You're not faking if you smile at your friend in the supermarket. You're not faking when you greet someone with an attitude of a pleasant countenance. Even if you're quaking in your boots from Yom Kippur, and even if you're terrified that it's Elul, you should still smile. External behavior, says Rabbi Dr. Twersky, and if there's anyone who knew human behavior, it was him. External behavior can, he italicizes it, influence one's internal feelings, acting as if one were happy may actually mitigate one's dejection. This is exactly what the chinuch says. Your internality is going to go after who you behave. If you're a pure tzaddik, but the whole day you stand in a bad profession, in a dangerous place spiritually, you're going to become that person. Yashuv lizman min hazmanim mitzidkas libo lios rasha gomer. Look at his language. If you stand at the entrance to the base zona all day, all year, every year, you're going to be a rasha gomer. It doesn't matter if in the beginning you wanted to do Torah mitzvos. Where you are is going to influence your internality. It's a very strong reminder of how we have to surround ourselves with good people. Ki yadua hadavar. This is well known. I'm not telling you some chiddush, says the Sefer Chinuch. This is well known. Ve'emes. Shekol ha'adam nifal kefi pulotav. A man is pulled after his actions. Kamosha amarnu, like we already said. He repeats it a few times. And therefore, and I love this when I was preparing the shir, I didn't even remember that the chinuch here quotes this ma'amar chazal. But the reason I loved it is because you'll see in 1 second where a pirkei avos shir, and look what he quotes. Va'al kein amru chachamim zichron al recham. Therefore, the sages say in Maseches Makos, Ratzah kosh baruch hu lizakos as Yisrael ficha kirbelam Torah mitzvos. Why do I love that? Because how do we introduce our pirkei avos? What do we say? Maybe it's how we conclude. 1 second. Let me recite Pirkei Avos, Shabbos afternoon. We conclude the Perek by quoting this Ma'amar Chazal, and lo and behold, I'm sitting down to prepare the Shir, and the Chinuch quotes this Ma'amar Chazal in the context of your internal goes after your external. Therefore, the sages say, Ratzah, that's why I underlined it, I was so excited. Ratzah, Kosh, Baruch, Lizakas, Yisrael. God wants to give you Shusim. So what are the schusim? He gave you so many Torah and mitzvos. So if you don't feel like davening one day, you really don't feel like it. Hashem, I'm angry at you. How could you have done that? Get up and daven. You don't feel like, I don't know, putting on your tefillin, not relevant to us, but still, get up and put it on. Because those Torah and mitzvos will bring you schusim by influencing the person you are. If you act like a tzaddik, you're going to become a tzaddik. Even if it's not lishma. And if you're a tzaddik who stands at the entrance to a base zone all day, you're going to become like the people who go into the base zone. Hashem wanted to give us chus and merit, and therefore he gave us so much Torah and mitzvos. Kedei lahat pis behen kol mechshavoseinu, v'lios ben kol iskenu lehitiv lanu b'achviseinu. Through all this Torah and mitzvos, our thoughts, our processes will be changed. And all of our asek, all of our involvement will become good. And it will be good for us at the end. And he stresses it a fourth time. Ki mitocha pu'ulos ha'tovos, anachnu nif'alim li'os tovim v'zochim l'chaye ad. Because through good actions, we will be shaped to be good and worthy for eternal life. And therefore the sages say, whoever has a mezuzah at the entrance and tzitzis on his garment and tefillin on his head, move tachlo shelo yechta, it's certain that he won't sin. Why won't you sin? If you have a mezuzah by your door and tzitzis on your body, on your clothing and tefillin on your head, on your arm, you won't sin. Why? Because those external actions will draw you to do the right thing. Because these are mitzvahs, tmidios v'nifal behen tamid. And if you're involved with good, you're going to be good. And if you're involved with smiling at people, you read stories of the Gedolim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I'm not saying they ever had bad days, chas v'sham, they're a totally different level. But the idea of bringing smiles to people, the idea of you bringing a smile to someone else, even when you don't feel like it, don't think you're a faker. You're not. By taking the time, by greeting everyone with an attitude. You all bad days. You think God doesn't understand? He gave me the hard day. He gave me this Nisayan. But he also put that person in the supermarket in front of me. Jonathan Donath tells over about this Gadol. Quote, the Rav was full of happiness. He radiated joy. He gave us chizuk. He asked us about our lives. Complete strangers. As we were leaving, he says, I have a pain in my back. I took him to the bedroom and I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your pain? He said, 10. I said, 10? You sat with us for an hour. You've been smiling the whole time. You know what it means to be a Gadol? Says Shammai Hevi Mekabos Kodem B'Sever Panam Yafo, says the Varka Rebbe. You don't feel like it? Put on the attitude of a pleasant countenance, because the Chinuch tells you, you know why you can't break a bone? Because after your actions, that is how the person will be. And if you act a certain way, you will become that way. So my son came in before and I said, do I have permission to tell over the story? He said, yes. This is incredible. He was away for Shabbos. I want to quote it for you, if I go find it. Oh, it's not there. I remember what it said. It was away for Shabbos. And the dress code was that the boys had to wear a tie. Okay? This particular child does not like to wear a tie, does not wear a tie. Why do I have to wear a tie? I said, so don't go on the Shabbaton. This is the dress code. If you want to go, you go. You follow the. I don't even know how to make a tie. Your brother will help you. I didn't see the text on Motzi Shabbos because we made early. Abba, are you listening? This is a great story. Yeah. This child even called me from school. They gave it the dress code. I have to wear a tie. I said, so you don't have to go. But if you want to go, there's a dress code and you have to wear a tie. I don't have a tie. I don't know how to make a tie. When I turned on my phone after Shabbos, we made early. He was texting me from his friend's flip phone. And I see that he texted me before Shabbos. And this is what the text says. Surprisingly, I like how I look in a tie, exclamation mark. I feel confident, exclamation mark. I asked his permission, that's why I put myself on mute. It's unbelievable. That's from a 15-year-old. You know what the Sefer Chinuch tells you? How you act externally is how you're going to feel internally. And he says, it's davar yadua. It's well known. I don't have to tell him, I'm telling you the emes. So you know what Shammai says? You don't feel like having Bein Adam L'Chaveiro today? We all have those days. Everyone has days, not the Gedolim. The Hamona, me, maybe you too. I don't know. I can't believe I just met you in the store. You think I want to talk to you now? Too bad. God put that person there. I couldn't believe it. I had the biggest smile. I went to my husband and I said, I have to tell you a whole story. I started telling the Sefer HaChinuch. I said, you have to hear this. I surprisingly like how I feel in a tie, exclamation mark. How I look. I surprisingly like how I look in a tie, exclamation mark. This child has not worn a tie, I think, since the bar mitzvah. 2.5 years ago was the last time he wore a tie. I like how I look in a tie. I feel confident. Why? Because achar ha-pu'ulos nimshach ha-lovavos. So it's true. Bein adam mechaver, I'm not talking about for the gedolim. But sometimes for us, bein adam mechaver is maybe not you. Me. It's a struggle. I just don't feel like it. And I am tired. And I am worn out. And I didn't have the grace day. And I got bad news. But you meet another Jew in the streets, Shammai. Put all that, all your baggage, into a box and seal it up. Because if you wear a tie, you're going to feel distinguished. If you put on a smile, you're going to see the vayichan. in somebody else. And if you have back pain in your gadol, you could put it aside to make another yid feel important. Rabbi Dr. Twersky says external behavior can influence one's internal feelings. Acting as if one were happy, and we just delved into this, may actually mitigate one's dejection. I once sat across from a psychologist at a convention, I'm finishing up, and I noticed that periodically he would just put his fingers at the corner of his lips. He would raise them to the configuration of a smile. Noticing my curiosity, he explained, even if there's no feeling of elation, and this is not the Mechaber of the Sefer Chinuch, this is a modern day, I presume, not Jewish psychiatrist, but even if there's no feeling of elation, producing an artificial smile will elevate a person's mood. And you know what's going to happen after you talk to your friend? You're actually going to become happy to see her. Because you smiled. Because you put on an attitude of pleasantness. You know what's going to happen if you put on a tie and you haven't worn it in 2.5 years? You're going to say, wow, I really like how I look. I feel more confident in a tie. Since he did not feel like smiling that day, my colleague was using this gesture. He made his lips into a smile to lift his spirits. Greeting someone, furthermore, last two sentences, Rabbi Dr. Twersky on the Mishnah, and their mamish bli neder, ba'ezos Hashem, we're going to next Mishnah next week. Greeting someone cheerfully may elicit a similar response. So when you greet someone cheerfully, even though you didn't feel like it, it will elicit a smile. Like the saying goes, smile and the world smiles back. And one can benefit now from the pleasant mood of the other person. Moods can be contagious. And pleasantness, you know, mitzvah goras mitzvah, aver goras mitzvah. Pleasantness, goreras, pleasantness. I'm going to end by quoting a very short story from the Gemara, Maseches Tainis, Chav Beis, Amar Aleph. Eliyahu Navi came to the marketplace, and he met Rabbi Baroka, and he said to them, Hanach nami bnei alma da'asei ninhu. These two are destined for the world to come. Azel legabiyu, Rav Baroka heard that Eliyahu Navi said they're destined for the world to come, so he went up to them and he said, Amar luhu, ma'u ovadiyuchu, what is your profession, what is your work? Amrule, so they said to him, Inshe badoche anan, abadchen. It's here on the Gemara, Maseches Tainis, Chav Beis Aleph. Inshe, we are men, badoche anan, we are badchen. And Rashi on the Gemara says, Smeichim umisamchim bnei Adam. Smeichim umisamchim. We are happy, and we bring happiness to others. Mivadchinon atzive. We go up to cheer up those who are depressed. That's the art school. Atzuv is sad, but art school actually translates it as depressed. Inami, not only that, additionally, ki chazinon beitre de isluhu tigara bahadiyuhu. Whenever we see two people quarreling, terachinin v'avdinin luhu shlama, we strive hard to make peace between them. Being cheerful and cheering up others leads to peace. La'yichan, when you see the chayin in somebody else, you'll be zocha to la'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar, to receiving the Torah. Even if you don't feel like it, why are these two gestures worthy for the world to come out of everybody in the marketplace? Eliyahu Navi said, they're going. Le'ev chayo olam haba. What do? Says Rashi, Smeichim umesamchim bnei Adam. Through you greeting people with an attitude of a pleasant countenance, it will lead to a reciprocal smile, and not only will that benefit the relationship, but it will make you, your fake smile, will soon become real, and it will change your internality and make you into a better person. The Mishnah says, Shamay Omer, Asei Sorascha Keva, Emor Ma'at, Va'asei Harbe, Ve'heimen Bekabel Es Kol Ha'adam, B'Sevei Panim Yafos. May the neshama of Jocelyn Stern's mother, Chaya Zlata, Ba'ashal, and Ira, on the occasion of her 12th Yahrzeit, which is on the 19th of Iyar, merit an aliyah in the schus of the Torah that we shared. We thank you very much for your sponsorship, and I wish everybody a wonderful evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much. We should just share Besoros Tovos. And thank you to my in-laws for joining our shiur. Thank you so much, everyone. Kol Tov.